Crystal.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we got our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm doing pretty good today. How are you?
I'm blessed, Jolene.
That's
We've
good.
Only got a 30-minute show. We're doing 30-minute shows for a while, so I will be telling you that for a little while until we get back to an hour, and then I'll be like, hey, we're back to an hour, but 30-minute shows. Josh Daniels on our birthday, first birthday. Josh Daniels, Melissa Fiergario, I can't even say your last name, Melissa Edward Butler, Miss Amanda Jones down there in Middlesboro, Kentucky, Ralph Alvarado, Winchester State Rep is who Ralph Alvarado is, and he's also Dr. Ralph Alvarado. He's a doctor. Damian Willis, happy birthday to you. And once again, happy birthday to Willie Nelson. He celebrates yesterday and today. He celebrates both days as his birthday since he was born right there, like at the midnight hour. So happy birthday, Willie. That is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't.
Famous birthdays. We have Burt Young. Burt Young is 76 years old. I can't tell you who Burt Young is. I'm blank on it. And then Cloris Leachman is 90 years old. He was the neighbor of Murray Tyler Moore in the Murray Tyler Moore show. 90 years old, her neighbor. Day in history. On this day in 1945, Adolf Hitler committed suicide on this day in 1945.
Should have done it a long time before he did.
Well, you know, he just had a birthday not too long ago, and it's like, well, wow, man, he killed himself in his birthday month. Because wasn't his birthday 420?
I don't know. I don't remember. No idea. He was a very wicked man.
Yeah, I think his birthday was 420. question of the day. Question of the day. Wow. And I meant to take and look this word up because I have trouble saying this word. But on the question of the day is cannabis is a member of what plant family? And John Birnbach was the first person to answer it, and he said cannabisia. Hey, man, it's cannabaceae, which contains 11 genera and 270 species of aromatic herbs distributed throughout temperate parts of the northern hemisphere. And he said, good question. And that is the correct answer. I mean, he really went into some more details there to tell us that, you know, to break it right down, but that is the correct answer. You have anything to add to it, Miss Jolene?
No. Mm-mm. No, I don't.
Well, the mural of Gatewood that Miss Dana Green is doing, oh my God, it is just beautiful. I cannot wait to see the finished product of this mural that she is doing. I mean, man, what a great mural she's doing. I mean, I am so impressed with that mural.
I didn't think it looked like what it's supposed to be, though.
I mean, it's not done.
Beautiful. It's beautiful, you know, artwork, but the plant doesn't look like a pot. That doesn't look like a pot leaf, pot plant. And the and Gatewood, if you look at it with not without not knowing who it is, it looks like Frankenstein. I don't know if it's the forehead. Did you see that?
Well, yes, I have noticed on the forehead. The forehead, the main top of there, is a lot bigger than the face. So I'd say she probably will have to paint over one there, which will probably be the forehead. She'll probably have to redo that.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't the only one who saw that. I mean, it's beautiful.
Unless they're very talented. Yeah, unless she's going to, I mean, I do know it's not a finished product.
Right.
You know.
I wish the plant looked more like a pot plant. Did you think it looked like a pot plant? I didn't.
No. I'm waiting to see the finished product.
That could be, though, you know, just for her protection, can say, well, you know, that's not a pot plant, you know, if somebody was to throw off on it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just the stoners that's supposed to know what it is.
I don't know, Jolene. You know, I mean, she has been worried about what will happen, you know, with their... with folks if they'll give her a lot of slack over it, you know, so... Let's hope not. Like I say, I can't wait to see the finished product of it. I've been trying to get my weather app up. My weather app ain't wanting to come up. It's like, okay, weather app, come on. We need some weather here. Oh, here we go. It is 67, cloudy, and rainy, Miss Jolene.
Here it is 52 and partly cloudy.
Oh, my. It's like, hey, there's Paula. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Did you happen to have any birthdays today?
Willie Nelson.
Ah, there you go, Paula.
and she was a neighbor. She was Carrie's friend, Jerusha Marshall, her name is now. And she's a lovely, lovely young lady. I want to wish her a happy birthday, too. She's got the same day as Willie, I told her.
And how cool is that to celebrate a birthday with Willie?
And it's 68 and cloudy here.
What day actually was he born on?
Half of him was born on the 29th, and the rest of him was born on the 30th.
Well, if he came out, when he came out is his birth date.
Yeah, well, he's celebrating both days.
Well, I mean, that's cool, too, but I mean the finished product was on the 30th.
Right.
So that's what counts. So that's when his birthday is, really, the 30th.
I think it was, like, on the 29th at midnight is what happened. He was born at midnight on, the 29th, and which, you know, at midnight on the 29th made it... the 30th, huh?
Yeah.
It's not the next day until 1 minute after 12. 1 minute
right.
after midnight.
I heard the other night, I was told a story that part of him was born like at 2 minutes before midnight, and then the rest of him come out like a minute after midnight.
Well, it would be when he's born. They don't consider, you know, coming down the canal.
Willie's legs was out on the 29th, and then the rest of the body and the head come out on the 30th.
Then he was born on the 30th. Then
right.
He was born
Willie's
on the
saying,
30th.
Willie's saying only half of him was born on the 29th, and the other half was born on the 30th. He split himself in two.
Well, you know, I'm sure that happens quite often. You know, you could, you know, be, you know, having your baby and it go over past midnight. I'd say that happens a lot. But, hell, you know, I know people that celebrate their birthday all week long. So, you know.
Right.
Oh, that'd be cool. When's your birthday? Well, it's all week. What do you mean it's all week? I'm celebrating all week. So, yeah, pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Pretty cool. Well,
why not
celebrate? It only comes around once a year. Why not celebrate for a week?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Pioneer Paula, what is the weather down there today?
68 and cloudy. We had storms all night long.
Bad one?
Oh, wow.
Some trees got blown over, but I didn't get hurt.
Wow.
Well, that's all that matters, Paula, as long as you didn't get hurt.
Yeah, for sure.
I live on a hill and I got puddles.
Got some shout-outs. Shout-out to Kentucky and Cannabis Freedom Coalition, Miss Jolene, my co-host, Hank, the love of my life, Miss Pioneer Paula, big shout-out to you, Denny Pyman from Jackson County down there, the ex-sheriff of Jackson County, big shout-out to you, Denny, for listening in and sharing the show, Mike Davis, big shout-out to you, and Dennis Allen. A big shout-out to you, Lonnie and Sally Bowman. Big shout-out to you folks out there in Versailles. We appreciate you folks also. Let's see, Marvin Chayez Sr., big shout-out to you. Rhonda McClure down there in Berea area. Big shout-out to you, Rhonda. Thank you so much. Pioneer Paula, what is the comments on the mural? What do you think about the mural that they're doing?
Well, I love it, except the leaf that he don't really look like a pot leaf, but I figured that was probably deliberate.
See, that's what I said too, Paula, because I didn't think it did either, but I told Cold, I said maybe she done it like that so people wouldn't be able to bitch about it. You know, if it
right.
Look, yeah, just,
well,
we know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you just have to realize
beautiful.
That right in front, this is what they're probably, they're going to be, their biggest bitch is going to be their competitor that sits right in front of them. The competitor that sits right exactly in front of them, when you're in their parking lot and you look across the road, you're looking at Gatewood's face blasted all over the side of this building with this leaf. It is Toyota it's the Toyota car dealership, you know.
Why you
mean
competitor?
Right,
this is a head shop,
it's not their competitor, but it's a business. Right, I mean the biggest business right in front of them is
it's their neighbor.
Toyota. Right,
neighbors
their neighbor.
Can be little dicks. I got a dick
right.
Neighbor.
Right, and this is
well,
business
neighbors. They may enjoy it though. Right? I would. I'd rather see something like that than just a plain old ugly wall.
Well,
if they don't like it, they look the other way.
Right. Exactly.
Could have been.
We're hoping everybody likes
Coleman.
It. We're hoping everybody likes it, but you know, I'm sure somebody's going to, like I say, they tried to put a bronze statue of Gatewood just playing chess in the park. At a table with somebody else, you know, like playing chess, and the city council would not let them even put a statue of him. So now some, here we're painting a mural of him on the wall. I don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah, but there's a big difference. If she owns that property and it's her store and her wall, you know, they may not be able to say anything about it versus the, did you say the statues was in the park?
Well, they'd asked to put it on the park or beside of one of the buildings there that was locally owned by somebody, you know, on the sidewalk.
See, you know, that's public, or if it's public property, you know.
Sidewalk's public.
It makes a big difference. But if she owns this property, they may not be able to do anything about it, whether they like it or
well,
not.
That's what
I don't know.
That's what we're hoping.
And Abby will be a lawyer pretty soon, too.
Absolutely, Paula.
Hmm.
And
yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, I got the year to stay out of trouble, I hope.
So, I mean, you know, I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, to me, I mean, I can't wait to see the finished product because, like I say, I mean, my downfall to it, too, is that he's got like Frankenstein's head right now.
I know.
The head is too big.
Yeah,
it's too big. too big for the face that's on the that door raises up, see? It folds right up. So yes, you'll probably have to do the top of the door over there at the top of his forehead and things, I would think. I know it's not finished. I do know it's not a finished product yet. Mm-hmm. And they say that there's more, you know, I mean, she spends a week or two sometimes on this stuff, you know. So I'll be amazed to see it. I mean, who's to know? I mean, hell, there, she might throw some other people up in there, you know.
She could come down here and put it all over the Gatewood on the side of my barn.
Well, now, that'd be she's neat. Very talented. Yeah. That would be neat, Paula. Very neat. I don't know of any news. Anybody know of any news? No news.
Yeah, not really.
Nobody knows, huh? Been a rainy day. I mean, for the festivals, I know they had a big hemp event in Louisville Day. It's been rainy there. They have Paradise this weekend. It's been a rainy weekend for them also.
That's sad.
Man. Yeah, it does suck, Joey.
And it's
going to
be raining and all their pieces.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, Paul, that's another thing. I see a lot of people having their prom tonight, and it's a rainy night, too, for them. So it's like, oh, man, be careful out there and watch out for the little prom people.
A lot of them coming to our school in these long limousines. It is nothing but a fashion show.
Yeah.
You won't get me paying $600 for a fucking prom dress you're going to wear one fucking time. Really? Ugh.
I know. That is crazy. I agree with you, Paula.
And baby girl was crazy enough to do it.
She said baby girl was crazy enough to do it.
A lot of people do.
My. Well, I just hope everybody's safe and careful out there and enjoys the rest of the afternoon. Like I say, we've only got a 30-minute show. We're 2 minutes till that time, Paula. Are you about ready?
Almost. I'm getting ready to roll it right now. rolling.
Actually, we've got a break and some rain until about 7 or 8 o'clock. So as soon as we get off the radio, we're headed to go watch. And I'm going to shoot some pictures of Miss Amanda, who has just got suited. I mean, she got fixed today. I guess they call it fitting your draw because shoots a bow and arrow, and they fitted her draw today, and she's been bullseyeing all day today. So we're gonna go watch her out in the field. Yeah, we're gonna watch her outside in the field with some deer. That is the youngest granddaughter we have. The other two are 16. One of them's going to a concert tonight. I don't know what the other one's doing just yet, but it's like, man, it don't take long. I mean, Amanda's almost as tall as I am. You know, she's already outgrown me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to get some video and pictures of her, maybe shooting at some deer here. Well, it's not real deer. It's her deer thing. She's got a big deer thing that sets up out in the field, so we're going to shoot some pictures of that before the rain hits us again and try to enjoy that with her and with some of the girls. My boys are camping out in the cold. They're at the Paradise event in the rainy weather, and tonight's their favorite band, the Floozies. You know, that's why they're there, just to see the Floozies. The Floozies are coming to Lexington. But we're going to have to take a break because it's that time. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. And here we go, girls.
I'm broken ready.
Getting on my boat, right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world
and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Living for today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. I learned to let it all go. Lots of state of mind and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, what a badass little song. Badass little song.
What was the answer today to the question?
John Birnbach done a great answer to it, Paula. Cannabis is an erect herb belonging to the cannabis. You know, if you go and read the answer from John, okay. It broke down. He's got a perfect answer for it.
Good. Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
I had seen earlier today where they had the hemp history thing, or hemp thing, in Louisville. You know, they refused to let anybody that came there and paid their money today take any pictures of the hemp activities there because of security reasons. Is that not
that's bullshit.
What
that's
do you mean security reasons? What security reasons?
I'm just telling you now, that's what they were told. They could not take any pictures on the property of the hemp or any stuff like that because of security reasons.
That's bogus bullshit.
Okay. Y'all act like we all got some kind of fucking dynamite there or something deadly, what? Explosive. I mean, you know.
What was
Go
this?
Ahead,
was
darling.
It a museum? Was it a museum type of thing or what?
No, it was a hemp little festival, hemp planting, and a festival on the history of hemp, and I guess where people could help plant hemp, and like a workshop thing, Jolene. It was like, you know, $10 for a group of six people, you know, but you wasn't allowed to take any pictures.
But I don't get it. What would that have hurt? To take pictures.
Exactly. We took pictures in the Christian County hemp fields. Because that's my big profile.
This came... where did I read that at? Okay. Jennifer Jones Dunnigan said 4 minutes ago, we had fun, but we were not allowed to take pictures for security reasons. So maybe we can get Henry up on here in the next couple of days to tell us what kind of security reasons did they have for that. You know, it sounds like something bogus. I'm like Paula. I mean, I'm not trying to call somebody out to be a liar because I'm sure they probably did tell those folks that. But
They probably did, but I just don't understand their reasoning for not letting people, excuse me, take pictures in a hemp field. Now, I get it that they won't let you take pictures in a dispensary. Now, I understand that. You're not even allowed to use your phone. I understand that, but, I mean, this is out in the open in a field, and you know, it's not like
you won't see no hemp, nothing but seeds.
It just doesn't make any sense. Even if there was hemp, what would that matter? It's not, you know, you can't get high on it. It's not like, you know, everybody's getting high or something.
Well, as Paula said, it wasn't nothing but like a planting, which was nothing but a seed going in the ground.
That's crazy. That is funny. No. That's funny.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
It's like, okay, I'd have to tell you, well, okay, I paid you $10 to lie to me.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Wow.
Glad I missed that. You know.
Say they're part of UK, though, aren't they? Isn't that field,
well,
isn't that plantation the same part of UK?
Well, even if it is a part of UK, you know, to me, did you tell the public that before you opened this up to the public? I think this was open to the public.
Well, yeah, it was a Facebook event, so the address and everything was right there.
So, to me, you didn't even tell the people that. So, I mean, man, that would piss some people off. I paid you money, and then I get in there, and you're not going to let me take a picture of a seed being put in the ground. I mean, I'm going to be sort of pissed.
Right.
Especially if I'm trying to document it. I mean, I don't know. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Crazy.
Bro.
I love
control.
I love reporting this stuff. You know, it's just like, well, wow. What are you hemp people hiding? We know you're hiding in the closet. We know a lot of you are recreational smokers. We're very aware of that. And what else is going on behind the scenes?
Exactly.
Man. Wow.
Behind
crazy.
Closed doors. We got a dog and pony show big time in Frankfurt now with Bashir and baby Bashir against Bevan.
Oh, I've seen that, Paula. I've seen that. Big shout out to Michael Patterson. Big shout out to you up there in Kenton, Kentucky. And Joey Taylor. Big shout out to you, Joey. Thank you so much. We appreciate you folks listening in and sharing the show. Like I say, everybody, please watch out for the young people that's going to be going out to prom tonight. No drinking and driving, smoking and driving, or popping a pill and driving. You know, get you a designated driver. Do not take any chance. Be careful out there. We will be back tomorrow with another 30-minute show. Today is our 598th episode. I think Monday will be 600, right? Yeah, Monday would be 600 episodes. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you again, Pioneer Paula, for being on the show with us. Thank the love of my life. Thank you so much, Miss Jolene. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. Love you, ladies. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Love y'all.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.